I'd like you to turn very quickly over to Proverbs chapter 12. Proverbs chapter 12, we'll use two verses. Actually, the second and third verses of Proverbs 12 by way of invitation this evening. But what I would like to do is invert them in order to make a point. The first one that I would like to look at is verse 3. Of course, these are similar to many of the sayings in the Proverbs, very short, pithy sayings. Truths established by them. And the first one is that a man is not established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous cannot be moved. And I think there is a fundamental truth that is found there concerning conviction and concerning righteousness and a foundation upon which we can stand, consistency that is there. I've always found that individuals who are guilty of sinfulness, guilty of iniquity, that they are flighty, that they're inconsistent, that they're undependable, that they're illogical often with regard to those things, grasping for any rationale to justify what it is they're doing, and individuals that cannot be depended upon. There's no way to be established, to be founded, to be grounded when you are a transgressor. But there is a foundation to be found with regard to God. God has established the standard. An understanding of what is right and what is wrong will lead to consistency, lead to foundation. It'll lead to, as we consider faith, a relationship with God. All of those things are characteristic of the righteous. And I think that there's a truth to that, that if God is with you, that's an anchor that an individual who is unrighteous simply does not and cannot have. And I think that's kind of borne out in what verse 2 says. A good man obtains favor from the Lord. The reason why the good man cannot be moved is because he has God's favor. And that founds him, that establishes him. But then a man of wicked intentions, God will condemn. And so ultimately it has reference to whether or not a person has a relationship with God. One who pleases God, or if it's one who is displeasing to Him, one who will be condemned by Him. And again, so often in our world, people just don't consider the consequence of disobedience to God. It's there, it always has been in every generation, it always will be, that those who are disobedient will be judged and will be condemned as a result of their disobedience, which is a reason and call for us to turn to God so that we might have that reconciliation and relationship with Him. We want to offer an invitation this evening, asking for you, if you have a need, to turn to God. If you are not in a proper relationship with Him, if as a Christian you've allowed something to come between you and God, you need to make that right, and we can help you with that, then come forward so that we can encourage you, pray for you, and assist you in living for Him. But if you're here this evening and you're not a child of God at all, if you've never accepted God, then you are, as one of those who are unstable, who are tossed to and fro, who like a leaf blown in the wind, and you do not have a foundation. But you can have that foundation through Christ, that reconciliation with God, and it is a wonderful thing. It's a true blessing. Both as a result of this standing and this foundation, this stability you have while on this earth, but more importantly, as a result of the reconciliation with God, which leads for the hope of heaven. And sin is the problem, and repentance, confession, baptism, have your sins washed away, is the solution to that problem. And if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God this evening, you can be saved if you'll respond to that gospel call. We'll assist you and help you in any way we can. We invite you to do so now. Ask you to come. All together we stand while we sing.